Hello.
Hi.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Okay, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Am I currently what?
Are you currently registered, ma'am, to vote at this address?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Remember, as things stand now, how likely are you to vote on the August 2024 primary election for county mayor and other offices? Would that be almost certain to vote? Probably vote 50-50 chance, or?
Probably.
Not that likely to. Probably, okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 to 74, or 75 and over?
I'm 39, actually.
39, okay. All right, ma'am, in South Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
I don't understand the question. Can you say it again?
Generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area, you know, of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
It depends on what are we talking about. Some of them are good, some of them are not good.
Yeah, just like I said, generally speaking. Okay. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to ask your impression of some people and organizations. You maybe have heard of them. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, or somewhat unfavorable opinion, or very unfavorable. If you don't recognize one of them, just let me know. And here's the first one. Debbie Mercancel Powell.
I don't know.
Okay, never heard of her, or?
Oh, never heard of her.
Okay. What about Joe Martinez?
I have heard of him.
Would that be very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
what about,
or very unfavorable?
Favorable what? If I feel favorable towards them, or what is the question? I'm sorry.
Just anything that you know about them, you know, that you feel favorable towards them.
Yes, favorable.
Okay. What about Rosie Cordero Stutz?
I haven't heard of her.
Haven't heard. Okay, Donald Trump.
Why is that question? Because of the debate yesterday night?
We're asking about, about all the politicians, that are running for something in Miami. Well, this survey is like for mayor.
Ah, okay. So I don't have to answer the question about president.
But you can say, if you think he's favorable or unfavorable.
Why do I have to answer that?
Because that's what we're doing the survey for, ma'am.
Okay. And what about Biden? You don't ask me about Biden yet?
I'm fixing to get there. Here's the next one.
Okay. I think Donald Trump is favorable.
Okay. Very or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable. Completely unfavorable.
Okay. What about Alex Atola?
Favorable.
Very? Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay. Joe Sanchez.
Favorable.
Marco Rubio.
Very favorable.
Okay, James Reyes.
I don't know him.
No, don't recognize him. Okay.
No.
Daniela Levin Cava.
Depends. Sometimes she's favorable, but I mean, sometimes okay, but sometimes no, she's not. But they say somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable, very favorable.
Okay. Many see it.
I don't know him.
Okay. And Rick Scott.
Favorable, very favorable.
Very favorable. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And how could you, how would you rate the way Daniela Levine Cao is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Let's say good.
Good. Okay. All right, ma'am. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
No, Donald Trump, of course.
Donald Trump. Okay. All right, ma'am. If the election for Miami-Dade County mayor were held today and the candidates were Manny Seed, Daniela Levine Cao, and Alex Atola, which one do you think you will vote for?
I'm not sure yet. Because I just have to research some things. I'm not sure yet.
Okay, all right, if you have to, which one would you lean towards at this time?
The only one that I know, like, much is Levine Cao, but not because you know someone, you know, you're going to rely on. I want to know the other two as well.
Okay, so you wouldn't lean towards any of them right now?
To Levine Cao, but I just, like,
Levine Cao. Okay. All right, if the election for county mayor were held today and the candidates were like Manny Seed, Daniela Levine Cao, and Alex Atola, which one do you think you will vote for?
Again, I would say Levine Cao. I just don't know the other two, so I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I can't tell you.
Okay, ma'am, as you may know, there will also, you know, be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. I would like to ask you about, you know, two of them. Okay, one constitution amendment is titled Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. This is how it reads, okay? Allows adults 21 years old or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such a products and accessories, applying to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use. Okay, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
No, I oppose it.
Okay, so no, right? All right, ma'am, and the other constitutional amendment. Go ahead.
Yeah, that one is actually giving, like, you know, agreeing with consumption of marijuana, right?
All right, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay,
and the other constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads, okay? No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Okay, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
If I say yes, I support that the doctor is going to be deciding about the child.
No, not law should prohibit or penalize, you know, or delay or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health.
Okay, so if I say yes, that means that I, what are the options again?
This is about, you know, it's a constitutional amendment. Yes, it's, you know, it's going to be titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion.
Okay, no, I don't agree. I mean, I don't support One second. If I say I don't support, that means that I agree with abortion?
No. No, ma'am. If you say no, that means that you're not agreeing with this amendment, okay? To limit government interference with abortion. Okay?
I agree to limit the government with abortion.
Okay, so but would you vote yes on that amendment or no?
One second. Read it again because this is very serious for me, but I don't think I'm understanding. Okay. I'm gonna read it from the beginning, okay? Okay.
No problem. Okay, Mire, the other constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. Okay, this is how it reads. No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when, you know, necessary to protect the patient's health.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't support.
So I'll be no, right? Not supporting.
Yes.
All right, ma'am, and over the past few years, would you say the level of crime where you live has increased, decreased, or stay about the same?
Increased. A lot.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay, and which of the following issues do you think is the most important for county leaders to focus their attention on right now? Would that be protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, making, you know, communities safer, making healthcare affordable for working families, building a mass transit system, achieving higher wages, promoting trust and accountability in local government, adapting to climate change and sea level rise, investing in housing people can afford, reducing traffic congestion, or lowering inflation?
What was in the beginning? I'm sorry, can you read it again?
Protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, making communities safer, making healthcare affordable.
Making communities safer.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. All right. And which will be the next most important issue? Would that be protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, making healthcare more, you know, affordable for working families, building a mass transit system, achieving higher wages, promoting trust and accountability in local government, adapting to climate change and sea level rise, investing in housing people can afford, reducing traffic congestion, or go ahead.
Because my baby needs to...
What was that, you
sir?
Said? What was that?
My baby needs to...
What was the next most important issue, Tommy?
I'm sorry?
What was the next most important issue?
I'm asking how because my baby needs to see.
Okay, we're like halfway right now, halfway through the survey.
Ah, okay. Then this is the baby.
Okay, is there a way that I can call you, like, in, you know, so we can finish it up?
I'm sorry?
Is there a way I can call you later or, you know, another time so we can finish this survey up?
Where are you?
Are you rather, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm asking what is your time zone so I can tell you what time can you call me?
Well, you can tell me, you know, like in 30 minutes, you know, 1 hour.
No, it's going to be like 2 hours or tomorrow because it's just like, it's going to be,
okay.
I'm going to take, be busy with her.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe I can call you at the same time tomorrow, man.
Okay, take care. Bye.
All right, thank you.